Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin spikes above $40,000 as Russia sees positive shifts in the Ukraine war dialogue. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as Cole Gardner shares here, explosive growth in Bitcoin, Bitfinex shorts. Hate to say it, capitulation incoming. And as shared here by Ambessa, Bitcoin update, bullish divergence playing out. Fourth entry with the fourth bounce up 3%. And as Rec Capital shares here, the Bitcoin weekly closes looming large and Bitcoin is still well positioned for a close, just like in previous green circles. Such a weekly close could set the price up for yet another challenge, higher inside the $38,000 to $43,100 range, though perhaps at a lower high. And as Plan C shares here, the number of Bitcoin accumulation addresses has gone parabolic over the last month. And as Mikhail Vandepop shares here, investment thesis with such a high inflation, would you want to be in equities, USD, commodities, or Bitcoin? Maybe short-term price will drop due to panic, but long-term, I think Bitcoin is by far the best bet against inflation. And quoting Michael Saylor, Bitcoin is a scarcity. Everything else is a commodity. And quoting Anthony Scaramucci on Biden's order, we're being told by our government that Bitcoin is here to stay. That's right. And breaking news just in, Bitcoin ATMs have been declared illegal and forced to shut down in the UK. That's right. Also in today's show, more breaking news. Dubai has approved its first law to regulate crypto assets. Let's freaking go. Also in today's show, Stripe announces fiat payment support for cryptocurrencies and NFTs. As they announce here, Stripe now supports crypto businesses, exchanges, on-ramps, wallets, and NFT marketplaces, not just pay-ins, but payouts, KYC, and identity verification, fraud prevention, and lots more. Also in today's show, is that you, Satoshi? Over $20 million in Bitcoin suddenly moves after lying dormant since 2010. That's right. And back then, Bitcoin was trading at about 17 cents. So Bitcoin's market cap has literally soared a staggering 23 million+ percent since those times. Also in today's show, Bitcoin to diverge from stock market on its way to $100,000, says Bloomberg commodity strategist Mike McGlone. That's right. He concludes his analysis by saying that the king crypto appears to be in the process of transitioning into a risk off asset and eventually will top the $100,000 valuation. Quoting him here, I still think based on supply and demand and adoption trends, it's just a matter of time before it gets to $100,000. This could be a part of the base forming period. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently pumping and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today's episode is brought to you by the FTX app, formerly known as Blockfolio. I've been using this app literally every single day for the past few years. It's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is check my crypto portfolio. I personally love it because it's the easiest and fastest way to buy Bitcoin, Ether, and other top cryptocurrencies with zero fees, truly making this a no-brainer. And they're trusted by over 6 million people worldwide and over 200 plus countries around the world. And they have a special promo they're running right now where you can earn free crypto on every trade over $10. To take advantage of it, visit ftx.cryptonewsalerts.net and use promo code CryptoNews. Again, that's ftx.cryptonewsalerts.net, promo code crypto news and download the FTX app today. Make some trades, claim your free crypto. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? It feels great to see the Bitcoin price action back above that $40,000 mark. Bitcoin saw instant volatility this morning on March 11th amid hope that the Russia-Ukraine conflict could find a diplomatic solution. Right here, looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph MarketsPoint TradingView showed Bitcoin briefly surging $1,400 before reversing to consolidate below $40,000 on Friday. The move followed fresh comments from Russian President Vladimir Putin, who in a meeting with Belarusian counterpart Alexander said that there has been a positive shift in the Ukraine dynamic. There are certain positive shifts negotiators on our side tell me, he said, quoted by Reuters and others. Bitcoin, already known for not liking escalations and armed conflicts, immediately rebounded in line with the European and U.S. stock markets. Germany's DAX bounced 2.6% on the news, while the S&P 500 futures were up 1.1% before the Wall Street open. And at the time of this recording, Bitcoin's currently trading just above that critical $40,000 mark. Now, previously, however, warnings had come from those watching rapidly mounting shorts on major exchange Bitfinex, a classic sign that short time frame downside should be imminent, as on-chain analyst Cole Garner shares here, explosive growth in Bitcoin Bitfinex shorts. Hate to say it, capitulation incoming, but do keep in mind that these were still climbing at the time of this recording, visible on both the daily and lower time frames at their highest level since July 2021. Now, the push to 40,200 local highs caused a moderate liquidation of short positions on derivative platforms. Data from monitoring resource CoinGlass showed that Bitcoin still remains short on the upper end of its established trading range, with the area north of 42,000 proving impossible to hold for long throughout 2022. The latest price action was a boon for some traders. However, with popular Twitter account and Bessa telling followers that all was going according to plan, as shared here, Bitcoin USD update, fake out below 38,500 overnight, reclaim, RSI still higher low, divergence alive, consolidation at midterm rising wedge support, long support, stop loss below 38,500, still the same game plan. And then he updated us here, Bitcoin / USD update, bullish divergence playing out, check, fourth entry with a fourth bounce up, 3%. And as Rec Capital shares here, the Bitcoin weekly close is looming large, and Bitcoin is still well positioned for a close, just like in previous green circles. Such a weekly close could set the price up for yet another challenge higher inside the $38,000 to $43,100 range, though perhaps at a lower high. And as Plan C shares here, the number of Bitcoin accumulation addresses has gone parabolic over the last month. Addresses that have at least two incoming non-dust transfers and have never spent funds to account for lost coins. Addresses that were last active more than 7 years ago are omitted as well. And as Mikhail Vandepop shares here, investment thesis with such high inflation, would you want to be in equities, US dollar, commodities, or Bitcoin? Maybe short-term price will drop due to panic, but long-term, I think Bitcoin is by far the best bet against inflation. Preach. And quoting Michael Saylor, Bitcoin is a scarcity. Everything else is a commodity. And quoting Anthony Scaramucci on Biden's order, we're being told by our government that Bitcoin is here to stay.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now for some breaking news. Bitcoin ATMs have been declared illegal and forced to shut down in the UK. That's right. The Financial Conduct Authority has ordered all Bitcoin ATMs in the UK to shut down or face punishment. There are currently 81 Bitcoin ATMs operating in the UK, controlled by at least 8 providers, none of which are licensed by the FCA. Now, Coin ATM Radar, which tracks these machines globally, shows that the majority of these Bitcoin cash points are located inside of supermarkets and convenience stores. Bitcoin ATMs are appealing to crypto investors as they circumvent the KYC procedures common on cryptocurrency trading platforms. That's right. Anyone can use a Bitcoin ATM and not have to use any KYC whatsoever. That's the benefit. Now check it. The FCA said, we have warned operators of crypto ATMs in the UK to shut their machines down or face enforcement action. Crypto ATMs offering crypto asset exchange services in the UK must be registered with us and comply with UK money laundering regulations. Quoting them here, none of the crypto asset firms registered with us have been been approved to offer crypto ATM services, meaning that any of them operating in the UK are doing so illegally and consumers should not be using them. Now check this out. There are literally over 34,000 cryptocurrency ATMs available globally, with most of them located in the United States. What are your thoughts surrounding this? Do you think that this regulation can likely happen in the United States as well? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, Dubai has approved its first law to regulate crypto assets. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin up 1.5% for the day, trading at around that $40,000 mark. We have Ether up almost 2%, trading above $2,650. Polkadot up 7.5%, trading above $18.29. Solana up 1%, trading at $83.54. And Luna up 2.6%, trading above $98.24. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Dubai has adopted its first law to regulate the crypto sector. It has also established a dedicated regulator to oversee crypto activities and related service providers. Quoting their official Twitter account here, check this out. Today, we approved the virtual assets law and established the Dubai Virtual Asset Regulatory Authority, a step that establishes the UAE's position in this sector. The authority will cooperate with all related entities to ensure maximum transparency and security for investors. Now, the ruler of Dubai is also the vice president and prime minister of the UAE. Quoting him here, we established an independent authority to oversee the development of the best business environment in the world in terms of regulation, licensing, and governance. And according to the announcement, the Dubai Virtual Asset Regulatory Authority is tasked with overseeing the trading and issuance of virtual assets and virtual tokens. It is also responsible for authorizing and regulating virtual asset service providers. And in addition, the authority must ensure the highest standards of protection for beneficiaries, personal data. It must also monitor virtual asset transactions to prevent price manipulation. This new law will apply throughout Dubai, except for the state-owned financial free zone, DIFC. Now, the UAE has been pushing to develop crypto regulations to attract new businesses. Its securities regulator, the Securities and Commodities Authority, said on Tuesday that the UAE as a whole is getting closer to launching its own regulatory framework for crypto assets. Dubai, let's freaking go. And before I break down next story of the day, Stripe announces fiat payment support for cryptocurrencies and NFTs. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.8 trillion with $83 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 42.5%, with the Ether dominance at 17.9%. And checking out the top cryptocurrency gainers for the week, you can see Waves up 39%, Zcash up 24%, and STX up 24%. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 22 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 28, last week a 33, and last month a 54, which is neutral. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. United States-based fintech giant Stripe has significantly ramped up its crypto initiatives after it launched a service that enables payments for NFTs and digital asset via fiat currency. That's right. Businesses can now use Stripe's new application programming interfaces to accept fiat payments for crypto, provide digital wallets, pay out users in fiat, leverage identity and know your customer solutions, and utilize data to detect and block fraudulent transactions. Now, Stripe co-founder John Collinson shared an announcement via Twitter on March 11th, and the firm also partnered with FTX, FTX US, Blockchain.com, Nifty Gateway, and Just Mining to launch the crypto business suite. As he shares here, Stripe now supports crypto businesses, exchanges, on-ramps, wallets, and NFT marketplaces, not just pay-ins, but payouts, KYC and identity verification, fraud prevention, and lots more. And speaking on the partnership, FTX's head of strategy, Tristan Eever, emphasized that the deal will help the firm attract a broader mainstream audience by making it more straightforward for users to purchase crypto assets. Quoting them here, the optimizations we made in our payment setup with Stripe deliver the smooth on-ramp experience. FTX's growing customer base demands, we're able to multiply revenue by making it easier than ever for people to invest into crypto. So shout out to FTX and FTX US. Now, as part of the move, Stripe also launched an open drop of NFT collectibles dubbed Cube Thingies via Nifty Gateway. The NFTs cost between $242 and $424 each to mint, and all the proceeds from the sales go to a nonprofit healthcare tech organization called WOTC. As shared here, Stripe now supports NFT sales, and we're doing a drop of our very own today, an open edition NFT drop presented by Stripe and Nifty Gateway. All proceeds benefit healthcare nonprofit WOTC. So there you have it. Now let's break down our next story of the day. Is that you, Satoshi? A long dormant Bitcoin whale has emerged after more than a decade of inactivity, according to a whale tracking bot. Whale Alert. Whale Alert finds that the address, which was last active October 2010, recently moved 489 Bitcoin worth over $20 million. At the time of transfer, the deep-pocketed investor moved the crypto assets to an unknown wallet. The last time the inoperative address was functioning, Bitcoin was trading at a price of around 17 cents. Let that sink in. The top crypto asset by market cap has appreciated a staggering 23 million+ percent during the time of the address's period of inactivity. Crazy, right? Now, public speculation tends to spark after large dormant Bitcoin wallets come alive as people start to believe the possibility that they contain Satoshi's coins or Bitcoin belonging to the pseudo-anonymous founder of the flagship digital asset, Satoshi Nakamoto. Now, Satoshi's whereabouts and identity remain unknown, which is definitely a good thing. His last public message was posted in December 2010 on the Bitcoin Talk online forum a few weeks after the dormant wallet began its 11-year slumber. Now, in December, another resting whale address awoke and moved 500 Bitcoin worth about $23.6 million to an unknown address. This event also generated interest from the crypto community, as many theorized it could also belong to Satoshi. And several months ago, blockchain researcher Sergio Lerner estimated that Satoshi mined about 1.1 million Bitcoin, which would be worth over a whopping $40 billion at Bitcoin's current price. Now, how many of you believe that Satoshi is still alive and well today? And how many of you believe that this could potentially be Satoshi's wallet? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin to diverge from stock market on its way to $100,000, says Bloomberg commodity strategist Mike McGlone. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter that goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You could also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify to Apple's iTunes. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bloomberg senior commodity strategist Mike McGlone thinks that the Federal Reserve's planned interest rate hikes could help propel the king crypto to new all-time highs. That's right. In a new interview, analyst Mike McGlone discusses how the perfect storm of geopolitical tensions, soaring oil prices, and domestic monetary policies are setting the stage for a major economic recession. As he shares here, this is the most significant spark for recession I've ever seen. I've never seen anything this severe. The Fed's tightening, the stock market's already corrected 10-15%, and the market's still priced for 6-25 basis point hikes in the next year. When this happened in 2018, when the market already dropped 15% or so, rates were hiked 4 times. It's a lose-lose for risk assets, which is where Bitcoin fits into that space. The analyst says that in the wake of market selling off in most asset classes, the fact Bitcoin is dropping less than the NASDAQ could be a sign that Bitcoin is separating from the pack, as he shares here. When you see the stock market dropping 1-3%, Bitcoin will drop. But the bottom line is already showing divergent strength. Just look at Bitcoin on the year. I see Bitcoin down 15%. The NASDAQ's down 17%. That's significant because Bitcoin typically trades about 3-4 times the volatility of the NASDAQ. Bitcoin should be down about 3x. The NASDAQ. McGlone concludes his analysis by saying that Bitcoin appears to be in the process of transitioning into a risk-off asset and eventually will top the $100,000 valuation. Quoting him here, what I see it's doing is shifting from risk-on to risk-off. It might get to $30,000, but if it goes there, imagine where the stock market will be. It can easily correct 30-40% in the stock market. It's happened in history. Then I think Bitcoin comes out ahead. I still think based on supply and demand and adoption trends, it's just a matter of time before it gets to $100,000. This could be a part of that base forming period. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Mike McGlone that Bitcoin is shifting from a risk on to a risk off asset and that we're likely to see a $100,000 Bitcoin price here in the near future. And to watch this entire video analysis with the Wolf of Wall Streets and Mike McGlone, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin spikes above $40,000 as Russia sees positive shifts in the Ukraine war dialogue, as well as breaking news, Bitcoin ATMs have been declared illegal and forced to shut down in the UK, as well as more breaking news of Dubai approving its first law to regulate crypto assets, as well as Stripe announcing fiat payment support for cryptocurrencies and NFTs, as well as, is that you, Satoshi, with over 20 million in Bitcoin suddenly moving after lying dormant since 2010, as well as Bitcoin to diverge from stock market on its way to six figures, says Bloomberg commodity strategist Mike McGlone. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Chris B wrote, I was able to tell my 20-year-old son some interesting crypto news because of you. I was somewhat cool to him for a moment. Love your channel, JV, rooting for your success. BTFD. Cheers, Chris. Much respect to you and your son. Thanks for your continued support. HODL. Our next featured comment comes from Chris Valerio, who wrote, everyone knows BTC will hit $100,000. We don't need some self-proclaimed expert to tell us that. Touche. You make a great point. And our third and final featured comment comes from Inner Dino, who wrote, there's only 2 million Bitcoin left. Snap them up. Don't let the whales have them when there's blood in the streets. Y'all know the rest. You got it, fam. BTFD all freaking day. 25-8. HODL gang. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.